We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back in quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hockensmith here. Brandon Pelter joins us right now to talk Penn State wrestling. We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue studio, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. We're talking NCAA championships, Penn State going for another title, and that kicks off Thursday in Pittsburgh, runs through Saturday. Brandon, first thoughts on Penn State and its quest to get another one. They're looking for 8 and 9 years, correct?
That's right. I mean, they're certainly in a good spot to do so, sending 9 to Pittsburgh, and it should be another really fun environment, not a far drive, certainly as we all know. So there's always a great Penn State contingent. The fans always travel so well. It should be a really fun weekend in Pittsburgh.
It is a tough ticket from what I've seen too, which is phenomenal. Like this event, and I don't know whether it's just my investment in it has increased, but this event just seems to be a really hot thing to go to now. And I don't know, I feel like Penn State has something to do with that.
Yeah, definitely. I know that being in PPG, a little bit of a smaller arena to where they've been in years past, people are a little frustrated because ticket-wise, allotments have gone down. Kale talked about it a little while back, and so part of the allotment is how you finish the year prior. So Penn State being the national champion, they're going to get the most for their fan base, but even still, I think they lost a couple hundred tickets based on the size of PPG Paints Arena. So from that standpoint, you know, I think Penn State's happy that it's in Pittsburgh, kind of close, not too far, but at the same time, a little disappointed they couldn't find something bigger. You know, I'm excited to see, who knows, in the next couple of years, what if we could have it, you know, in U.S. Bank in Minnesota or in Atlanta in Mercedes-Benz Stadium, some big place where fans can really get a ticket if they want one.
I wanted to ask you about this because it came up a little bit, but the idea of gamesmanship and where medical forfeits fit into the whole seating picture. I know in college wrestling it was a big talking point when the seating came out, but I just wonder if this is some kind of loophole or however you want to put it, because Penn State had a couple, and I know Shakur Rashid was one of the examples there. He gets the number 2 at 184. He medically forfeits out in the Big Ten finals, but is this something that needs to be looked at, or does seating need to be done a little bit differently to factor in? Do those medical forfeits need to count as losses? You know, what's your take on just the whole thing?
I think it's a really tough line to walk because once you start getting into, like you said, I mean, should it count as a loss or something like that? Then you're almost trying to figure out intent, you know, versus a guy actually being injured. And it almost reminds me, you know, of the end of a football game when the defense is trying to slow down the offense, a guy might go down and get that injury timeout and whatever, his guys get a breather. But there are times where guys really are hurt. I mean, I think if you look at Big Tens and you tell me that Shakur Rashid did not want to win a Big Ten title, I would highly doubt that. I think it means a lot to him, especially with the journey that he's been on throughout his Penn State wrestling career. So I think, you know, is there room for improvement there? I do. I don't know what the right answer is. And again, I think, like I said, it's really hard once you start to try and penalize guys, especially in a sport like wrestling, where it's a grueling and absolutely grinding season. And there are so many times where guys are legitimately hurt. And I think a majority, vast majority of the guys, when they medically forfeit, they truly aren't in shape to be wrestling.
Yeah, and I think, you know, when you have guys who are in that position, you know, I don't blame coaches one bit, given, you know, what they're handed with the rules and what they're able to do. I think anybody would be smart to take advantage of it. And if this is the rules, the way that they're set up, and I think you're absolutely right that when you start to try to, you know, forecast intent on somebody, then you start to walk a murky line between what's right and what's wrong. I'll be curious to see if they do anything like this, if this is just something that college wrestling is going to have to deal with. You mentioned 9 Penn State wrestlers going to the NCAA tournament. I believe all 9 are seated in the top 12 in their bracket. You have 7 in the top 3. You got 6 guys in the top 2. What do all, you know, seeding is seeding and it's imperfect and it doesn't ultimately predict things a lot of times, but what do all these seeding and the numbers here for Penn State suggest about their chances to win this thing?
Well, I 7 in the top 3 is pretty telling. 6 in the top 2 is certainly fairly telling of just how good a season it was for Penn State, and I think that it was deserving. I think when you look at the seeding that Penn State got, there wasn't much that you really scratched your head with. There are always, like you said, there are always going to be a couple here and there throughout a bracket that includes 330 guys or whatever it is. There's always going to be a question mark here and there, but I think when you look at Penn State, when you look at the season they had and the individuals, what they were able to do, I think it's pretty spot on. There weren't really many surprises from a Penn State standpoint.
And Jason Nolf, Bo Nickel, Mark Hall are number 1 seeds. Jason Nolf and Bo Nickel are about as close to slam dunks as you can get. They still have to go out there and do the actual wrestling, but these are guys who are not really threatened at all and haven't been threatened very often over the past couple years. But Mark Hall, what do you make of his chances at 174? And are you just kind of penciling in a Hall Valencia rematch to settle it all?
I don't know that I'm going to go as far as just penciling it right in at 174.
It's pencil, not pen. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, maybe if we're sticking with pencil. Maybe if we're sticking with pencil, that's not a bad idea, but. Yeah, they're on the opposite sides of the bracket, so a rematch in the national championship on Saturday night is certainly a possibility. But there's still some other tough competition here. Daniel Lewis for Zahid Valencia that he'd have to get past to get to wrestling Mark Hall. Miles Amine from Michigan is on Mark Hall's side of that bracket. So I think, you know, there's still some pretty tough competition in 174. Although, would I be surprised to see that rematch? No, and if we saw it, it'd really be interesting because that's now, the fourth time that they're going to face off, and so far, they've been 3 really good matches.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect anything different there. We're talking some Penn State wrestling here on the Keystone Kickoff Show, and even though we're talking wrestling, we're still thinking about football. We always are, less than a month away from the blue-white game, and even if you were unable to win the free RV for that game, GoPSURV.com still has a great deal for you. Starting at just $350 for a group of 4, you can arrive Friday and stay through Sunday of that weekend. There's a free 4-9 tailgate club meal included in that price. Also, free shuttle to and from the game. You can get the ultimate tailgate experience all weekend long for the blue-white game. Contact Mark today for more details. 1-800-519-8467. Or you can go to gopsurv.com for more information. Vincenzo, number two seed at 165. Not a big surprise after losing to Alex Marinelli at Big Tens, but that's another one. I don't know if you want to keep your pencil out or not, but I would be stunned. I would be surprised if Vincenzo's not in that final. I would also be surprised, and we had this discussion before, how he's always the one that you hesitate to take to the bank, but I would be surprised personally if he's not celebrating national championship number 3 at the end of this weekend.
Yeah, I agree with you. There's just, I don't know what it is. I don't know how he prepares for NCAAs differently than Big Tens, but there is always somehow, some way, you doubt the kid. And I know we've talked about this, but he's on pace and has the opportunity, I guess I should say, this coming weekend to be the first ever 3-time national champion in his first 3 years, wrestling for Penn State. So he's done it right the past 2 years, and it's kind of hard to bet against him at this point.
He just has the ability, has the tendency to be comfortable in tight matches and be able to deliver, key sequences, key takedowns, whatever, deliver key points when he needs them in those matches. tell me what you think about the 133 bracket. I know 133 has been a weight that a lot of people have been in awe of, I guess you could say, all year long. Now you have Roman Bravo Young trying to navigate that as I believe the number 10 seed. Tough road. If he wins early, probably getting Austin DeSanto, who's the number 7. But it's just, it is a brutal road for any of those guys. But for Roman Bravo Young, how would you assess his ability to make a little noise and maybe get an All-America nod out of that?
Yeah, tough road is, I think, an understatement. And when you talk about seeding at 133, I am not envious of what the decisions that had to be made there. I mean, just kind of looking through things, Dayton 6, the 1 seed, Luke Pletcher 5, Nick Suriano 3, you mentioned RBY 10, Steven Micic the 2. I mean, tough, really tough decision. So for Roman, if he wins his opening bout on Thursday morning, Thursday night already, he's facing Austin DeSanto. If he's able to win that, there's a chance that that he's wrestling Steven Micic. So tough is I think an understatement for the road that he has. But I do certainly think, you know, there is a opportunity. The door is open for Roman to finish All American. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be well earned. But I mean, we saw Nickley last year losing Thursday morning, wrestling his way back to fifth place, which was certainly a pretty impressive showing, having to wrestle all the way back. So it's possible for Roman, but it is a hard road ahead, and 133, I think, is no question going to be the most exciting bracket to watch throughout this weekend.
And one of those types of runs could mean a lot in the team race. Just about 30 seconds here. Who is in the neighborhood of Penn State? Like, who's the primary threat for Penn State? Would you say Oklahoma State?
Oklahoma State, I think Ohio State is up there as well, even though we saw Penn State just absolutely eviscerate them through the dual season. I would say those are the big two there in the neighborhood of Penn State, but I would not be surprised if we've kind of seen what we have in years past where the Nittany Lions kind of run away from it and Saturday night doesn't have a whole lot of effect. I know last year it did. Bo Nickel beating Miles Martin, that sealed it for Penn State. Besides that, it was Perry. But like I said, I'd be surprised if Saturday night it was all that close and Penn State didn't lock it up.
Brandon Pelter talking Penn State Wrestling. NCAA Championships coming up Thursday at PPG Paints Arena in Pittsburgh. Stay tuned for that. And stay tuned to KeystoneSportsNetwork.com for all the latest in Penn State football and Penn State wrestling.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.